Okay, good. Good listeners. All right. We were in Luke, and does anyone remember what we were doing the past 5 weeks? Where we were? Yeah, Danny. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so you don't know where we were, though?
Luke.
Do you know, like, what we were doing in Luke?
You gotta give me a second, bro.
No worries, bro.
You just...
One. All right. Okay. Anyone else know what we're doing? The sermon on the
mountain.
The what?
Prairie.
It's more closer to a prairie than a mountain, yes?
Plane.
The sermon on the plane. Very cool. No, not the airplane. We went over this. A plane, like a large flat area. And Jesus comes down from a mountain and he starts teaching. And last week, he ended the teaching with a call to action. He said, don't just listen to my words, but actually do my words. Yeah, Danny. Do you remember that? Jesus says, at the end of his sermon on the plane, he says, don't just listen, don't just be hearers of my word, but be a doer of my word. You guys listening over there? Because if I'm not seeing you listen and then doing, then I'm going to move you up. I'm going to be doing and move you up. Thank you. We're done with that. And now, for 5 or 6 weeks, we are going to look at Jesus teaching, still Jesus teaching, but Jesus teaching specifically using stories. Or has anyone ever heard the word parable before?
Yes.
Yeah, good. So Jesus using stories or parables. So today, we're going to look at a familiar story. Maybe you've heard of it, the parable of the Good Samaritan. Anyone ever heard of this?
I have.
Good. Parable of the Good Samaritan. We're looking at this today. So let's read the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Yes. All right, Caleb, move up here.
That's not me.
Caleb, I don't care. Move up here. Good. Right here. Good, right here. Good. Okay, stop right there. Good. Right there. Luke 10, 25 through 37. Luke 10, 25 through 37. Let me read it. Here it is. Luke 10, 25 through 37. Then an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus, saying, Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus says, What is written in the law? Jesus asked him, How do you read it? And the expert in the law says this, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Jesus says this, You've answered correctly. Do this and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, And who is my neighbor? This guy's like, okay, love your neighbor, but who is my neighbor? And Jesus took the question and says this. He begins to tell this story. He starts to teach using the story. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him, beat him up, and fled, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the road. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. In the same way, a Levite, when he arrived at that place and saw him, passed by on the other side as well. But a Samaritan on his journey came up to him, and when he saw the man, he had compassion. He went over to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on olive oil and wine. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out two denarii, gave him to the innkeeper, and said, Take care of him. When I come back, I'll reimburse you for whatever extra you spend. Jesus then turns to the expert of the law and says this, Which of these three do you think proved to be the neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? And the man responds, The one who showed mercy to him. And Jesus told him, Go and do the same. Let me pray. God, help us to just even envision ourselves today sitting at your feet and hearing you talk to us. Hearing you teach us through these stories. God, there's so much that we can learn from these stories, so much that I think you could teach us. So would you help us to learn and not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word. God, would you help us know your immense mercy for us and for our neighbors. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, put a hand up. What can we learn? Or just shout it out. What can we learn from the story that Jesus shared a story. What can we learn from the story? Anything. There's so many things we can learn.
Be kind to everyone.
Be kind to everybody. Yeah. Don't judge somebody. Is that what he said? Yeah, yeah. Cool. Awesome. What else? Yeah, Matthias. Everyone is your neighbor, okay? Yes? Anything else we can learn from the story? Hey, Nano, come sit up here. Okay, thank you. Come sit up here. Like right here. Good. No, Caleb, you stay. Good. Man. Oh, man, I'm going to have to. Matthias, are you throwing rocks back there? Okay. It's his phone? All right, that's a little better. Yeah, there's so much we can learn. So much we can learn from this story. We're going to focus on one thing because we don't have time to talk about all the things. But go back and read the story and keep learning from the stories that Jesus is telling, from this story that Jesus is telling. We're going to focus on this one thing that we can learn. Who is our neighbor? Yes, Matthias, did you say everybody is your neighbor? Is that what you said? Is that what you said, right?
Yeah.
Not only is everybody our neighbor, but also Jesus is our neighbor. And what does that mean for us, that Christ, Jesus Christ is our neighbor, okay? When I was younger, I'm going to tell you a story now. When I was younger, it's not as cool and interesting as Jesus' story. But when I was younger, for the third time, I went to McDonald's. I didn't go to McDonald's for the third time, but this is the third time saying when I was younger. I went to McDonald's and I started, I was like spinning around my dad's leg, you know? Like, did you ever do that when you're like really little and you're like, ooh, you know, spinning on their leg?
I think it's only you.
No.
I did that.
No. I was spinning around my dad's leg. All of a sudden, all of a sudden I look up and I was like, that's not my dad. It wasn't my dad. And I look over and my dad's like 4 feet away over there. Somehow I spun around some other guy's leg. Probably a good 3 or 4 times before I knew it wasn't my dad. But because, you know, it was this other guy who probably kind of looked like my dad, you know, but I mistook this guy for my dad. And was spinning around some random stranger's leg. And I remember feeling embarrassment about that. I mean, it would be even more embarrassing now if I was spinning around some random guy's leg. Yeah. Oh, that was a fake laugh. That's a bummer. But I mistook this other guy for my dad. I think the expert of the law here has kind of mistaken who his neighbor is. Okay? He kind of has an idea. He has his own idea for who his neighbor is, but he's mistaken who his actual neighbor is. Okay, he like me. He's spinning around the wrong person, the wrong leg, and this guy can't love his neighbor because he doesn't actually know who his neighbor is. Caleb, come back down here.
What?
Come back down here. And Caleb, that's the last time I'm going to tell you. All right. Come sit over here in front of Luke. Okay. Thank you. But this expert of the law doesn't actually know who his neighbor is, and so I think he can't actually love his neighbor really well. Okay, so the expert of the law, this guy was, when we say, an expert is someone who like knows something like the back of his hand, right? This guy knew the law, the Jewish law, like the back of his hand. He knew what he wasn't supposed to do, what he was supposed to do. He probably even knew even more. He probably had even more like, yeah, put the rock down, bro. Come on, man. Come on. Just look at me. Just look at me and listen, dude. Just look at me and listen.
Oh, this hurts.
Yeah, it's okay. But there's expert of law, and he's an expert in the law. Caleb, you're an expert in many things. I know you are. A good amount of really many things. And this guy was an expert in the law, but he goes to Jesus, and Jesus says, Jesus, what do I have to do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, tell me. And he says, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And then Jesus is like, well, let me tell you a little about who your neighbor is. Because the guy's like, who is my neighbor? And Jesus is like, let me tell you a story to tell you. So in this story that Jesus tells, there is this priest, this guy who gets robbed and beaten, and he's on the side of the road and he's helpless, and a priest goes by, okay? What would you expect a priest to do if someone was on the side of the road hurting and pain? Yes. Help them, right? What does the priest do?
Leave him.
He leaves him. And then there's a Levite that goes by, okay? Does anyone know what a Levite is? Someone of the tribe of Levi? Levi? Yes. Yes, Matthias, a Levite. But even more than that, Levites. I don't think it's
that?
Me. Oh, it's. I think it's someone else. I think he's inside. I think it's Mark Lett, Mr. Lett. A Levite was someone who was supposed to work in the temple. They were the chosen tribe of the Jewish people to work in the temple. So they were other important people. So if you saw another important religious person walking by, this person who was hurting and weak and dying, left to be dead, what would you expect him to do?
Help him.
Thank you, Caleb. But he doesn't help him. And then there's a Samaritan that passes by. Does anyone know anything about a Samaritan?
Samaritans? Like a bad person.
A bad person?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because that's what my dad.
Oh, okay. Yes, Matthias. Okay. Yes. We're getting somewhere. Anyone else? Anything about Samaritans? Yes, Sarah.
No, Caleb.
Caleb.
He learned about it today.
Oh, Caleb, tell me about it. In health class? Oh, yeah. Oh, why is it called the Samaritan Law? Well, maybe it has to do with the story. I don't know. The Jewish people, the Samaritans were like their enemies. They didn't like them. They didn't go to the same places. They didn't even walk in the same places. They would like avoid each other at all costs. But there's this Samaritan passing this Jewish man who's left for dead, and he stops. The Samaritan stops. The person least likely stops to help this man. So who was the true neighbor here?
The Samaritan.
The Samaritan, right? The one who stopped. The enemy. The perceived enemy was the true neighbor. The person least expected. The person that the law expert least expected. He was the true neighbor. So it raises the question for us. Who is our neighbor? Who's your neighbor? Who are you called to love? Who is your neighbor? And I think it's the person you might least expect. The person you might least expect is your neighbor. And everyone, think of that person right now. Don't shout it out, but think of who's the person in the last person you might think of right now. Who's that person? Just think of it in your head. Try to think of the last person you would think of. And when you think of them, that person, when you picture their face in your head, that person is your neighbor. That person is your neighbor. That's a person who Jesus says, love. Love this person, right? What is the law summed up? We talked about this last week. Love God and love people. Love your neighbor as yourself. That person, the person on the person you never want to think of, that person is your neighbor. Jesus is teaching us in this parable who our neighbor truly is. Not just who we want our neighbor to be, but Jesus is telling us who our neighbor truly is. Something we cannot miss, though, is this. Yes, the people that we least expect to be our neighbor are our neighbors, but also Christ, Jesus, is our neighbor. And I mean this figuratively, but I also mean this kind of literally. Because when you think about your life, when you think about Jesus and our lives with Jesus, who has shown us mercy? What is the whole story of the gospel? The whole story of the gospel is that Jesus has showed us mercy. Right? What happens in, what are the last words in these verses? Jesus asks the man, which of the three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? And the man responds with this, the one who showed mercy to him. The one who showed mercy to him. That is the neighbor, the one who has shown mercy. And Jesus has shown mercy to all of us. Jesus has shown mercy to all of us, just like the Samaritan did for this man laying in the ditch. Right, when you felt like you were left for dead, you were cast out, like you were on the side of the road and hopeless, Jesus holds you and holds us and has held you. Christ has paused, Jesus has paused and taken us into his arms and held us and shown mercy to us, to you. So Christ is our neighbor because he has shown mercy to us. But also, Christ is also kind of literally our neighbor. I mean, here, listen to Jesus' words in Matthew. I'm going to read one more passage from Matthew chapter 25 verses 31 through 40. It's a little bit long, but listen to these words because I think it's really important when we think about who our neighbor is and Jesus being our neighbor. Jesus is talking and he says this, when the Son of Man comes in all his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him and he will separate people one from the other as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And this is the important part. Well, all of it's important, but this is the part, I think, where Jesus speaks to who our neighbor is. Jesus saying this, "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it to me." Just as you did it to one of these people, one of the sick or the hurting, the prisoner, just as you did to them, you did it to me. We are called to love our neighbor, because when we love our neighbor, we're not just loving our neighbor, but we're actually loving Jesus Christ. Imagine when we saw the people around us, we saw Jesus in all of them. We saw Christ in them. Even those that we think least of, or that we think of the least. Imagine if when we thought of them, or when we saw them, or we looked at them, we saw Jesus. Would that change how you treat them, or think about them, or love them, or pursue them? Because actually, the first and second greatest commandment, I think they have to go hand in hand. They can't be separated, right? To love God and to love your neighbor. Because when you love your neighbor, what is Jesus saying here? You're actually loving Jesus. You're loving God himself. When you love your neighbor, you're loving Christ. So Jesus is our neighbor because Jesus has shown each of us mercy. He's shown all of us mercy. And we can think about that. In just a minute, we'll have a few minutes just to think about the mercy that Jesus has shown us. But also, Jesus is our neighbor, because just as we treat our neighbor, we treat Christ. And so when Jesus, when we hear this greatest commandment to love God and to love your neighbor, Jesus isn't just asking us to love God and to love Caleb and to love Luke and Sarah and Sean and Griffin, but Jesus is asking us to love God and then love God through our neighbor as well, by loving our neighbor. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. God, even now, just the ability to sit in grass on a beautiful night with friends, with people around us, to live in a world where we, and to have food and to be full and to be able to laugh and enjoy life. God, it is a gift, and it is your mercy. You have been merciful to us in large ways and in small ways. Would you help us to always be thankful and always be thinking of the ways that you have shown us mercy? God, would you also help us to turn and to show mercy to our neighbor? God, who is our neighbor? It is everyone. It is every person. Every person that you are in and that you are living through. It is your creation, your people who image you. God, you have made humanity in your image. And so when we see another person, God, we see you, and would you help us just to love that person, for this, not just for the sake of loving them, but also for the sake of loving you. God, would you help us to, when we think about our neighbors, those that we think about, those that we don't think about, would you help us to see them and picture them and pursue them in love because you have loved us? God, we thank you. We thank you for your great love for us. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.